Europe. The EU Migration Pact. The quest for a fair deal. Europe's new laws try to limit irregular migration, help states, and protect refugees.
They move stiffly on weak legs as they leave the bus and enter the fenced-off temporary centre on El Hierro, one of the Canary Islands. Spanish police register each one, reading the number off a wristband they were given at the port, calling out, U8, adult female, U3, minor male. Then come the men, who make up the vast majority. Of the 145 arrivals on that day's boat, 8 are women and 3 children. Nearly all are sub-Saharan Africans. They are lucky. No one is seriously ill. No one has given birth at sea, as someone the week before had. And they all survived. This year, more than 5,000 migrants have died trying to reach Spain, mostly en route from Western Africa to the Canaries, according to Caminando Fronteras, an NGO. Meanwhile, around 20,000 people made it alive in the first half of 2024. That makes the Western African route a growing share of the total. EU-wide arrivals were around 94,000, down about a third from last year. The boats sail directly west from Africa, usually from Mauritania these days, to evade capture by African coastal forces. That lengthens their journey. When they point back towards Europe, the nearest island is the smallest and westernmost of the Canaries, with only 7,000 residents. El Hierro has responded admirably. After a couple of days, the migrants move to a disused convent which they could leave freely. Many unaccompanied minors are housed with families and join local schools. The head of the island's government, Alpidio Armas, says the situation creates little controversy. The Canaries have long experiences of immigration, especially from Latin America. The islands are ageing and agriculture, tourism and construction need labour. Mr. Armas would like more of the migrants to stay. But most of the adults are swiftly sent to much bigger Tenerife. From there, many will move to the Spanish mainland, where they are far less welcome. Vox, a hard-right party, quit several regional coalition governments in July over plans to distribute asylum seekers around the country. The boats arriving in places like the Canaries and Lampedusa in Italy are only the most striking form of illegal migration to the European Union. In fact, most arrivals come by air, entering legally and overstaying visas, or overland. Ever since the crisis years of 2015-2016, when over a million irregular migrants arrived, the EU has struggled to find a collective response. Now it finally has one. In May, the bloc approved a migration pact of 10 laws. Margaritis Skinas, a vice president of the European Commission who helped craft the pact, says it proves that Europe can lead from the centre. He jokes that he was encouraged that both right-wingers, Matteo Salvini in Italy, and leftists, Jean-Luc Mélenchon of France, opposed it. The deal takes effect in June 2026. It will massively beef up the data system for fingerprinting and registering migrants known as Eurodac. The idea is to track repeat arrivals and stop people from going elsewhere in the EU, already prohibited in theory, but often ignored by arrival states. Another innovation is a legal fiction that those arriving have not yet entered the EU. This allows for the border procedure, a keystone of the deal. Migrants judged to pose a security risk or who come from a relatively safe country, one from which less than 20% of previous migrants received asylum, can be sent home in an expedited procedure. Countries like Senegal and Mauritania, poor but not at war, fall into this group. Critics say the border procedure will not be a legal proceeding worth the name. Since the right to seek asylum is part of international law, this provision will probably face legal challenges. In 2022, around half of irregular arrivals were granted some form of protection in Europe. Those from countries whose nationals typically succeed, such as Mali, 68%, or Sudan, 70%, will still have access to the full, lengthy asylum procedure, including appeals. So will unaccompanied children and the mentally ill. Harmonising asylum criteria across the EU's 27 members is meant to even out success rates. Currently, in the EU as a whole, 62% of Afghans get asylum. In Romania, only 28% do. Finally, a solidarity mechanism will allow border countries to relocate an EU-wide total of 30,000 or more asylum seekers per year to other countries, according to quotas. Countries that refuse to take their share may instead pay €20,000, that's $21,700 per head, a grubby bargain to appease countries that ignored an earlier quota. But states can declare a migration crisis and suspend some of their burden-sharing responsibilities, though the EU institutions must subsequently agree. This may be abused by countries such as Hungary that oppose the migration pact. The pact will not work without diplomacy. Europeans have already made deals to restrain migration with transit states such as Egypt, Libya, Mauritania, Morocco, Tunisia, and Turkey. These sometimes lead to outrages. In May, a group of newspapers and Lighthouse Reports, a journalism collective, reported that black migrants in Mauritania, Tunisia, and Morocco were being rounded up and dumped in the desert using vehicles donated by the EU. But such externalisation of border enforcement seems likely to continue. This year, Italy struck a deal with Albania to use Albania as a kind of offshore processing centre for asylum claims. The hardest part may be making deals with the countries migrants originally hail from. EU countries want them to stop migrants from leaving and have struck deals with some of them. But the new border procedure assumes they will take back their nationals. They often refuse, and there is no way to force them. A previous boat crisis from West Africa to the Canaries in 2006 shows what might be possible. Spain struck deals with a number of countries of origin, working with local security forces, boosting development aid, and allowing more legal migration. Bernardino León, Spain's deputy foreign minister at the time, says that countries do not want to do Europeans' work for them. You need to help them sell something to their people, he says. The new migration pact will require an extraordinary number of institutions to work together. National governments need coordinated approaches to migration involving interior, foreign, labour, social security, overseas development and other ministries. The EU's 27 governments must get along as best they can. And countries of origin and transit need to be brought on board. Europe at last has something resembling a collective migration system. Now it has to make it work.